Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Ordinances and regulations for the good government of Bridgetown. On this day, November 21st, in the year 1835, the Barbadian published a list of 12 bylaws, ordinances, and regulations, which were passed by the council on November 10th of the same year. These laws were passed with the intention of providing, quote-unquote, the good government of Bridgetown. The first of these laws was, quote, an ordinance relative to dangerous nuisances, offensive trades, and relative to the construction of chimneys, end quote. This particular ordinance targeted distilleries, foundries, smithies, smelting houses, bakeries, and even kitchens attached to dwelling houses. The ordinance made it mandatory for all such places to have a chimney and floor made of stone or bricks, or floors made of dirt, and these buildings had to be cleaned on a regular basis. This regulation was policed by a justice of the peace or their appointees, and failure to adhere was punishable by a fine not exceeding 50 shillings. Clearly, the authorities seem to be concerned about the many fires that were plaguing Bridgetown during this period and set about to prevent such occurrences. However, these laws also had a not-so-hidden agenda. This was the apprenticeship period. Black Barbadians were moving to Bridgetown for a better life and needed housing. These laws would restrict their ability to access housing in the city. The second ordinance was, quote, an ordinance relative to idle, disorderly, and suspicious persons, end quote. According to this law, any person deemed idle, disorderly, or suspicious could on conviction be fined £5 or sentenced to at least a month imprisonment with or without hard labor on the treadmill or in the public works. This law was surely a response to the fact that the authorities wanted to send a clear message that control would not lapse after the 1834 abolition of slavery. This apprenticeship period bore striking resemblance to the system of slavery. In fact, the ordinance that imposed licenses and fees on porters, carters, boatmen, and laborers specifically mentioned that an apprenticed person was required to give the name of his employer as a condition of granting a license. Undoubtedly, apprentices wanted their freedom and independence, not a new master. Other ordinances continue to reflect a bias against apprentices, such as laws which were contrary to the purchasing and selling of provisions and animals outside the confines of the public markets of Bridgetown. A law restricting the time when provisions and animals for sale could enter or be kept in Bridgetown, and penalties for wandering animals would be imposed. For example, in a previous program, this presenter told of an incident where a pregnant enslaved woman and a policeman got into it over a goat that was wandering. It was the black population that depended on the rearing of small livestock for additional income and would bring such animals to town for sale. Therefore, running the risk of their animals wandering the streets and being caught in the web of control was a strategy to prevent the enslaved from establishing independence and control from their masters.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.